Well, I mean, let's go back to the start. I mean, how did you, you're obviously just showing up to your mate's gigs with a camera. Were you shooting before that or did it just sort of...
Well, no, so like I was going to a lot of shows after high school and I didn't really know anyone because I'm from out west and a friend of mine just gave me a camera. And then I eventually just like, I didn't have anything to take photos of, so I started bringing them to these shows for something to do.
Yeah, right.
And then started just giving them to the bands and whatever, like through social media, and then made friends through that, and here I am. It's just sort of like cascaded into this and haven't really stopped. I don't know.
What do you think about, you said you didn't really know much, you weren't as connected with the music being from the West. Do you think that there's like a need for more live music out there?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I know Beat Disc Records are putting on a lot of shows recently. They're in Parramatta. I haven't actually been to any yet, though, which is unfortunate. But yeah, this should hopefully be more in the future. It'd be nice to make everyone from over here come out there for once.
Yeah.
So I don't have to get a 2-hour bus home first time in my life. It'd be great.
Yeah, man. Well, obviously, was it just the internet? It's how you're sort of finding out about it if you're not getting to go to the gigs live kind of thing? It's just all through that, right?
Yeah, well, I knew some of the bands. I heard the Pinheads through 2SER, actually, which was fun. And then I turned 18, so I started going to their shows. And then, like, through support acts, like Solid Effort used to play with them a lot early on. And all from there, I've just sort of found more and more bands. And, yeah.
How do you feel about the, if let's say this Sydney's DIY historian kind of tag is felt by a couple of more people than just Jake, our producer, how does that responsibility feel? Like you say, it's just, you're there to sort of, you're just there because you're going to be there anyway and you're taking photos. But I guess as your following started to get a bit, you know, on Instagram and stuff, you definitely like got some solid numbers. So do you feel more of a, I don't know, like a sense of this is going to be my job or this is like my... I'm the guy that's pushing forward this kind of stuff in any way?
I don't think it'll be a job ever. Like, I don't think there's really enough money around for that. But it's a hobby I enjoy a lot, I guess. So I have no reason to stop. Some of my friends, yeah, they've said like, you're not a photographer, you're a documentarian.
You're right.
So I don't know if you coined it, but it's, I don't know.
Do you think, I guess, with that being said, though, what does it take to be, let's call you officially a photographer, because I reckon you fit the bill. What does it take, because I feel like with that stuff, I've seen, like, documentaries about, there was some kid that made all these fake press passes and stuff and went to all these big, huge festivals and was snapping really big artists and stuff. Do you have to have a knack for being a bit of a go-getter or some kind of, is there a gene you have to be good at this kind of stuff, do you reckon?
Well, I think, yeah, you got to be consistent, I guess. Like, you got to, like, dedicate your time to it. Because if I was only, like, shooting, like, one show every few weeks or something, like, you wouldn't really get noticed or anything if you wanted to do that sort of end. So, yeah, like, if you want to be a like, document, like, DIY history of Sydney or whatever, you got to be consistent. Otherwise, it's... you know, not a complete history, I guess.
Yeah, right. And what do you think about, I remember reading a couple of months, it might have been the start of the year, I'm not sure, but I saw this thing go down on Twitter where, I really like this rapper Danny Brown. We played him a bit on 2SER and stuff, and I think there was an incident where there's a photographer who was taking some photos of this show, and he uploaded one of those to Instagram and didn't say who it was. He's just like, oh, I had a great time in Sydney. Thanks for that, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like a guy who is friends with a girl, and the girl herself were hitting up Danny going, hey, it's great that you use the photo, but can I have a bit of credit? Because, you know, it's what I do and all this stuff. And he just said, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it was along the lines of, well, no, I'm not going to give you credit because just get over. I don't know. He didn't give her credit, in other words. And I guess it seemed like to me the implication was, well, just be happy that I even used it. Like, I'll just take it down if you don't want to have it up. Like, what do you think about a situation like that? Like, Is it enough to just have your stuff being pushed out there, especially if maybe someone like you, you're not like in it for the title or in it for the whatever? Is that enough?
No, not really. I think like even if I'm not in it for the title, it's sort of like that's just being entitled as an artist, I think, to just like, oh, like it was my show, I can use whatever photos I want. It's like you can, if you want to do that, you got to, you know, pay your own photographer. Right. Find someone who's cool with you doing that and get them to follow you around. Like, but
have you heard of that happening to people you know, like other photographers, that kind of stuff?
Well, people steal my photos pretty regularly.
How does that make you feel, man?
It's not great. I usually just put up some like, sort of cheeky posts on Instagram and send an email to whoever I can. But yeah, it happens all the time.
Do you get the Danny Brown reaction when you do that?
No, it's usually a lot nicer. Especially like sometimes you can even get like the band on your side and they're even like commenting on the things like, hey, if you're going to use this photo of us, make sure you credit whoever it is. And yeah, but I haven't had a Danny Brown reaction, but I've been like ignored before by it. But yeah,
I guess you just got to keep grinding, right?
What can you do? Once it's online, I guess anyone can take it.
Well, I guess you could.
A bad thing.
Unless you put a huge, ugly watermark over everything, and then that's just a bit. It's not very. Doesn't look very nice.
Yeah, right? I've had some people tell me to like start watermarking my things, but I'm not very inclined to. I'm also too lazy. I don't want to go through the process of actually putting a watermark on it. I don't even know how I'd do it. I don't have Photoshop or anything, so.
Right, yeah. That's like a big scoop. So, like, you don't know how to use Photoshop. I thought that was, like, an essential thing of being a photographer.
No, I'm not really a photographer. I fell into it. I use point-and-shoot cameras.
I mean, but you take pretty good photos, man. I mean.
Yeah, but I guess it's the angle. Not really. Like, you know, you just sort of compose a nice photo.
Yeah.
Make sure you got a few members in it. It always works out.
I
use a flash, so like, you know, the bands get angry, but it's not really going to turn out bad. Like, you just overpower the entire light, and it's sweet. You're good.
Yeah,
can't go
right.
wrong. Everyone should do it. Bring your cameras.
And just practice, right? Because everyone...
Yeah, I mean, like, a month in, people were already starting to use my things and whatever.
Really?
Like, it wasn't... Like, I think it's like the deception of film. Everyone thinks I'm a lot more legit than I am because I'm on film, but not... I don't know anything.
I guess with the way cameras are now, I mean, I'm sure most phones, I mean, you know, it's different at a live music event, but like, it's not that hard to have the gear, I guess, but it's different. You can't just take good photos with good gear. You've got to, like you say, know some stuff, and that's always trial and error. And yeah.
I get intimidated by all those dudes with all the big gear, like the front of shows. It's like, I come out with my little pocket camera and it's these guys with big bulky things and giant zooms, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do. Like, take one photo and run to the back of the crowd and just watch. Especially at like things like volumes, where it's like a wall of cameras at the front, and it's kind of crazy. I get scared.
Yeah, man. I mean, do they have conversations with you that maybe, I don't know, do you feel intimidated talking to them? Like, that would be very like legit, you know?
Yeah. Well, some of them, like, actually like know me through Instagram. I didn't know. Like, one of them came up to me and he's like, hey, are you this guy? And I was like, yeah, nice to meet you, I guess. And I never know what to say when someone's like, oh, I follow you on Instagram. It's like, I'm never sure if I even follow them back. It's like, oh, cool, all right. nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And now one time at a King Gizzard show, this dude was trying to just like educate me about my camera, and he's telling me I can like do this and that, and I was like, no, you can't. It's like, it's just a point and shoot. He's going on about how you can like push the film, so like make it like better in dark situations and whatever, and I was like, no, it doesn't work on this camera. It's like, and he like snatched it off me and he's like, I'll show you. And then he couldn't do it, and I was like, yeah, I told you. I was aware. I'm familiar with what I'm using here.
I know exactly the feeling, and it's something about I want to get into it, but it's something about people that are good at tech in some way. They think that they know how you should be using yours, no matter what. And it's just like, shut up, like leave me alone. Like, you don't know. Ugh. Anyway, I know what you're feeling, man. It's Look, I think before we let you go, anything you can recommend on Sydney's live music scene at the moment that maybe people might not have heard through 2SER that you think's definitely worth going and checking out? Like, it might be a regular event or a band that you think's really popping right now.
Krill are cool. They don't really have anything recorded though. They've got members from Solid Effort and like Spike Vincent and some other things, and Display Homes. They played the other night. They just put out an EP. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is good at the moment? I don't know. He's put me on the spot.
Oh man, that's what live radio does, baby. But that's all right. Yeah. I think they're two great
Listen
recommendations.
Felix Lush. He's great. Yeah, he's the best.
Well, hey, You know, Felix Lush, I've got that lined up.
Oh,
right here. Thank you so much for coming in, man. It's been great. Jake, the Instagram is Jake Ollett, JakeOllett. Is the Instagram, right?
Yeah, it's how my name's spelt. Everyone gets it wrong. They put one T. It's two T's.
There you go.